Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome found under the pediatric section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A one-year-old boy is brought to the emergency room for bloody diarrhea. He has a history of recurrent ear infections, diarrhea, and atopic dermatitis. He had an older sibling who died of a pulmonary infection at a young age. On physical exam, there is dried blood in his nares bilaterally and bleeding at intravenous puncture sites. Additionally, purpura is noted on his arms. Laboratory results demonstrate marked thrombocytopenia requiring platelet transfusions. Immunoglobulin levels demonstrate decreased IgG and IgM, but increased IgE and IgA. Let's continue with an introduction to Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome. This is clinically defined as a primary immunodeficiency disorder of B and T cells. Remember its findings with the water mnemonic. This stands for Wiskott-Aldrich, thrombocytopenic purpura, eczema, and recurrent infections. In terms of the pathogenesis, there is loss of cellular and humoral response. In terms of the genetics, this is an X-linked recessive disorder. There's a mutation in the WAS gene encoding the Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome protein. This results in T cells that are unable to recognize actin cytoskeleton and impaired phagocytosis and chemotaxis. Moving on to the presentation, findings will range from isolated thrombocytopenia to classic Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome with recurrent infections, eczema, and thrombocytopenia. There will be recurrent bacterial, viral, and fungal infections, with the frequency increasing with age. Bacterial agents may include Streptococcus pneumonia, Haemophilus influenza, and Neisseria meningitidis. Viral agents may include varicella and CMV. Fungal infections may include Candida albicans. Thrombocytopenia may result in recurrent bleeding, especially in the first days of life. This may also present with petechiae, purpura, easy bruising, hematemesis, epistaxis, and hematuria. One may also note chronic eczema and hepatosplenomegaly is common. In terms of further studies, there will be a decreased number of T and B cells, decreased to normal IgG and IgM, and elevated IgE and IgA, as well as thrombocytopenia. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about severe combined immunodeficiency. This presents similarly with recurrent bacterial infections, but unlike Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome, there is no thrombocytopenia or risk of bleeding. Also think about transient hypogammaglobulinemia of infancy. Remember that this does not extend beyond infancy. And in terms of the diagnostic criteria, a gene sequence analysis of WAS is essential to confirm the diagnosis. With regards to treatment, remember that the mainstay of treatment is to treat infections with antibiotics and to treat bleeding with platelet transfusions. Hematopoietic cell transplant is the most effective therapy. First-line options include a hematopoietic stem cell transplantation. This is indicated for all patients as early as possible. Another option is intravenous immunoglobulin, which is also indicated for all patients. Platelet transfusions are indicated for bleeding from thrombocytopenia. Complications related to Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome include an increased risk of autoimmune diseases, malignancies such as lymphomas and leukemias, which are usually fatal, and infections. There may also be chronic eczema, which may result in a superinfection. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that there is a reduced life expectancy, and bleeding is the main cause of death. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 7-year-old boy presents to your office with facial eczema. He has a history of recurrent infections, including multiple episodes of pneumonia that lasted several weeks, and otitis media. Laboratory measurements of serum immunoglobulins demonstrate increased IgE and IgA, but decreased IgM. Which of the following additional abnormalities would you expect to observe in this patient? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, thrombocytopenia. Choice 2, leukopenia. Choice 3, anemia. Choice 4, pancreatic insufficiency. Or Choice 5, NADPH oxidase deficiency. The best answer to this question is Choice 1, thrombocytopenia. The patient in this question stem is suffering from Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome, a congenital immunodeficiency. Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome presents with a classic triad of TIE, thrombocytopenic purpura, infections, and eczema. Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome is an inherited X-linked immunodeficiency caused by mutations in the WAS gene. Partial B and T cell deficiency result from defects in a cytoskeletal glycoprotein. A loss of cellular and humoral immune response results. Decreased IgM with increased IgA and IgE are classic findings. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choices 2 to 3. Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome typically presents with isolated thrombocytopenia. White blood cells and red blood cells are not affected. Choice 4. Pancreatic insufficiency is observed in cystic fibrosis. Choice 5. NADPH oxidase deficiency is characteristic of chronic granulomatous disease. That's all for this review about Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.